I remember when they were just constructing it, my father took us over to the Bellevue side. We could drive right up to the east approach that they were building, and you could walk out onto the concrete girders. There was no fence, no sign saying not to. I remember our dog walked way out on one of these girders, and I thought she was going to fall like 60 feet down into the water, but she made it back to us safely. But
But when was that? What year was that roughly? That would have been.
it was probably like 1963 or so.
Who was there? It was yourself and your father, just on the
It would be
dog?
my father, my sister, myself, and our dog.
What was your dog called?
Penny.
Penny.
Our dog named Penny.
What kind of dog was she?
Kind of a cocker beagle mix.
Okay, pretty lively
Yes. Yes.
then. Yeah, I could just picture her running out onto the concrete girder.
Yeah.
So what was the general attitude? Do you remember what the attitude was about that bridge at the time, from over here?
We were happy to see it go in, because it took traffic off of the Mercer Island floating bridge. But still, they ended up having to put the reversible lanes on that bridge because 520, well, people just wanted to use I-90 because they wanted to go to Issaquah, and Redmond wasn't a great big destination yet, so the 520 bridge just wasn't used that often by most commuters.
One last thing, I'm just kind of wondering, do you have any sense of how that bridge might have changed the sort of east side where you grew up? I mean, what's.
Oh, putting in the 520 bridge definitely made the population move a lot from Seattle to the east side, especially Kirkland, Redmond, and beyond. But the freeway kind of stopped right there at 405. So to get to Redmond, it wasn't an easy drive. So until they completed the 520 from 405 to Redmond, that area kind of stayed a lot more rural.
Like a bottleneck?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
I do remember that they kept the toll on the 520 for long after it was paid. I believe the money was going to pay for the Hood Canal floating bridge, until they got that paid off. And I think it even stayed on longer than that. It's too bad now that we can't make the Hood Canal people help pay for 520. So.
How did people get across before 520? I mean, the I-90 bridge was here. Were there boats and things going across, or was there any ferry service or anything at that
The
point?
ferries, there was ferries from the first part of the century until the bridge went in 1941, I believe, or 40, somewhere around there. That was the only way to get to the island was by ferry. Or you could get across, or from Bellevue, there was an old wooden bridge that crossed at the East Channel.
Oh, is
But
it?
yes, but once the bridge went in, the ferries all, of course, stopped. But there was, a friend of mine grew up on the island, and he said there was a 10-cent toll to go across the Mercer or I-90 floating bridge. So back in the olden days.
And how much was the toll again, Roxanne?
35 cents.
35 cents. That seems reasonable.
Yeah, for back in those days when I was, 18 and having to cross the bridge for a job, one of my jobs or something, 35 cents seemed like a lot of money. And when a gallon of gas cost 29 cents or something, quite often I would avoid 520 and use I-90 instead and make my commute a little bit longer, wherever I was going a little bit longer. But 35 cents seemed like a lot of money to me back then.
Where were you working at in those days?
I worked for a construction company, and I'd be sent all over places to pick up supplies and stuff like that. So sometimes we'd have to cross 520 to pick up something, and the money usually came out of my pocket.